I don't know, man. This one's going to be a little bit of a... Oh, shit. This is the jam. Oh, man. What's up, everybody? This is the launch of our new podcast, GU Unfiltered, and I got the one and only Aaron Snyder with me. Again, that I owe all this to. That got me in the old podcast area. Aaron, what's up, man? Talk to us. What have you been up to?
Well, today I did some cardio. I figured I'd prep in case I got too shit-faced and get a little cardio in for the bulking phase. Other than that, I've been shoveling snow.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I was just over there the other day, and we were getting his truck out, and he gets hammered. I mean, we're, what, 10 minutes apart?
Yeah.
10 minutes
probably, yeah.
But he's about another 1,000 feet above me, right?
Yeah, I'm easily 1,000. It's crazy.
And he gets piss pounded. I mean, way more than we get down here. And I went up there to plow him out, and I was like, whoa, what's going on here? And he was all stuck. Anyways, this is going to be the first podcast. I got Aaron. He's going to be drinking Fat Tire because that's what we do here.
Yeah, for those who don't know, I haven't really drank for a couple decades. It's been a long time.
That's a good man right here. That's a good man. That's a good man. He's helping the cause. So anyways, the other thing I wanted to talk about is you're getting ready. It's springtime. You're getting ready to go down with Jake to turkey hunt in Nebraska, right?
Yep, we're heading out Tuesday, and Jake's got the blind set up. So Amy and I are going out, and hopefully it'll be more turkey killing than hunting. There's a lot of turkeys there. So we were there last year. It was good.
I saw a video that he posted. I mean, he got some dialed in. He knows exactly where they are roosting at and everything. And I was like, that man knows what's up.
He said, I like watching Chuck Norris and Jesus do a podcast. I wonder which one's Chuck and which one's Jesus.
You're healed.
I thought you were Master Splinter.
Oh, well. Anyways, I'll drink to that. Chuck Norris is the man. What do you mean? That's a compliment.
I thought Chuck was Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. By the end of the podcast, I might be both. So, talk to us. Do you guys do a lot of spot and talking? Or talking? Do you guys do a lot of spot and stalk or blind hunting?
Man, last year, that's all. I killed my own mind spot and stalk. They killed two of his that way. But this year, he's got blind set up. So, I think because of where they roost, we're going to have like three in a row. So they kind of bounce back and forth to each of us. Not, I mean, obviously separated. But then that way, like if I wing one or Amy does or Jake or whatever, they'll run back and forth is kind of the idea in this traveling corridor. So, but yeah, last year we did quite a bit of spot and stalk. It was crazy though because of the snow. It was pissing snow.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what we just had, right, what, a couple days ago here. So hopefully it's nice weather there and you guys hear a lot of this. I don't know, that gets my my pecker hard. I love that. It's like hearing a big bull in September, but this is in the spring.
This guy said you're an enabler.
Well, yeah, sponsors, oh, come on.
I know, right? Yeah, Alex, that's because I don't drink. Yep, I am drinking, everyone. Hey, Robert, I hope you're doing good, man. My buddy Robert Herbert, he's been having some issues.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, don't let your meatloaf, dude. Let's see here. You're an enabler. Cheers. Sergeant Six Pack's on there.
Yeah, let's get him on. We are live. Here's the other question. Is Amy going with you, turkey hunting?
Yep, she's going.
And how's she feeling on shooting?
Good.
She's shooting that new bow too, right? She's shooting the Matthews.
Matthews Avail.
Nice. That's a great bow.
Yeah, we went and shot today. When I got back from doing cardio, we went and shot, and she's dialed in. So she's got some arthritis shit going on in her hand, so she can't shoot for a long, long time. She doesn't like taking ibuprofen. I told her to suck it up and take ibuprofen when we're out hunting. It'll help.
Oh, dude, I live by ibuprofen. I don't know what's worse for my liver, ibuprofen or my drinking.
Yeah, no shit.
Your
liver's the hardest part of your body now?
Yeah, it definitely is way gangster. It's gangster. My liver's gangster. Oh, shit. So you know, besides this, hopefully you guys get out. I mean, talk to us a little about what, you know, is going on with Kafara with this coronavirus going on. Are you guys still open doors and shipping bags? And
yeah, I tell you what, we've had some people have to go on quarantine just because of where they were, Keystone or whatever. And so Frank's department, he's taken over a lot more for me to relieve me to do other stuff. And so he took his guys and helped out some of Allie's department while she had some people down. And they were able to actually get way ahead where we're shipping within 3 days. And so guys are worried about us closing down. I'm like, fucking order now, because they are getting it out, you know, fast. And we were doing until last weekend about normal, and then we slowed down last week. And we're actually this weekend about probably going to be about 70% of our normal orders. So
that's good.
We're just trying to get them out as fast as we can. But we're preparing if they make us shut down.
Correct.
But we're also preparing to keep going. So, I mean, we've had a lot of meetings just getting ready for that.
I mean, guys, if it's time, if the end of the world is coming, you better have a Kafara pack in your backpack. Or wait, how did I say that? Yeah, that was a Lucas.
I knew what you meant, yeah.
You better have a Kafara pack on your back and a shelter inside.
People in glass houses don't sink ships.
That's right. God damn, I got to use that one a little bit more. That was a nice one.
Oh, shit.
Anyways, well, what I wanted to bring you on here is because for my first podcast is...
That guy said you needed Copenhagen.
Oh, shit. He's trying to get me faded. I guess I can do that with the... You see that pack? The shit's going to be making me fucking buzzed all over. Actually, I'm not going to do buzz. I'm not going to do Copenhagen. Reach in that drawer right there, right below you. The top drawer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
The original.
I got to go with the old. I got to go with my red man.
He'll get sick. I've seen him puke from shooting Copenhagen. No shit. I took photos of it.
Hey, well, remember when they, remember the movie Sandlot? And they go out and they, it's Chaw. And he's like, yeah, I know what that is. And then he's all like, I bet you don't even know who the babe is. And he's all like,
You're killing me, Smalls.
Oh shit, that is awesome. Look at me. I'm telling you, I haven't been drinking that much, I swear to God.
That's pretty funny. Let's see here. Oh wait. No, all right, somebody already, no gritty comments. Sorry, Joe. No gritty comments. I don't know what that means. Let's see. I am drinking alcohol. Oh, there's Phil. What up, Phil?
Yeah, Phil. You better get your drinking shoes on too, because you're coming on this show.
Nobody ask about gritty. Don't fuck up my buzz. Let's see. I do have an upper decker in, top right lip.
Upper decker.
So for those who don't know, let me pivot this over to me. I learned this from 307 Sapper when we were in Korea. This is the international beer me sign. In case nobody knows that, that's when I used to drink way too much. In fact, I woke up fucked up drunk in a turtle ditch once. We were at Camp House, which is up north a ways. I pissed myself, puke all over me. I don't, and it was off Old Milwaukee of all
things. Dude, oh, you got a hangover too. Mm-hmm. And I bet you had the good beer shit the next day. You were probably
shit through a window screen.
Yeah, dude. You are shitting it through a fucking screen for sure.
All right, one down.
Oh, look at this, boys and girls. We got another one coming. Here, try this one. This one is a Breckenridge. You like raspberry?
Good enough, I'm sure. I've never had raspberry beer. That sounds like bitch beer.
All my bitches love it.
He's not lying.
If you don't like it,
raspberry.
I'm ready for the end of the world. So I got like a.
He does have a lot of beer.
I got a lot of beer.
He's got as much beer as I have wild game. Let's see here. All right, hey, thanks for saying that. Stay safe. We're going to stay as safe as we can as I'm drinking and driving. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to drink and drive.
No. Amy's here. She's going to be sober, although she is up with my wife, so my daughter might be driving them home.
Oh, shit. Let's see. Oh, I gotcha. No, that makes total sense, Joe. What's up? What's up, Luke? That's from Mio Leone. What about me? Nice. What the fuck? Pick on the white dude. That's racist.
Hey, I had a Oh, this shit's gonna be fun. I actually had a great question come in, and I'm gonna read it. Aaron, where do you think Luke goes wrong when hunting? Are you loaning him some deer meat when all this quarantine is going on?
Luke, you do kill stuff.
I got a fucking freezer full right over there, so y'all can kiss my ass at Jeremy Walls 81. So, but anyways, it's all good and love.
That is fucking thick.
Oh, that'll get you tickled.
Yeah. Good Lord. Yeah, that is, that's got to be up in the upper percentage. That'll get you fucked up. I will say, thank God my metabolism is high, because if I drink 5 or 6 during this, I'm not going to be that fucked up. I say that now. Throw a couple
of
tequila, man. That's bad for me.
Well, I got some of that, too.
I tell you, the last time I drank of any substance, when I first met Amy.
Yeah.
And I was roided out to hell, just fucking giant, right? And yeah. Anger. I was taking D-ball and Trenobolin, which,
oh,
by
you
the way,
straight.
Anybody listening, Jack, don't do that. It's bad for your liver.
But, yeah.
There was this dude, and he kept reaching over me. Where's your costume? It was Halloween. He's like, are you a wrestler? And I'm like, dude, get the fuck away from me. And I fucking hammered him. And I knocked his 2 front teeth out. And when he hit the ground, he rolled over. And his jacket said, Sons of Silence.
Oh, I was shit.
Like, I was with my buddy, and I was like, Lance, we got to get the fuck out of here. He's like, what? You can take anyone in here. And I'm like, yeah, not a bullet. And dude, I jumped like a little bitch in the back of like a Ford Festiva or a Honda Accord. It was a hatchback. And then the lady driving was drunk, so she kept shutting my legs in the door trying to close the hatch. Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Man, when I saw that shit, I would have been.
Tell me, what you been smoking?
Oh, man, if I saw that, I mean, there's certain gangs you just don't mess with. Like, I like to consider myself a bad motherfucker, especially when I've been drinking. I dare a motherfucker to come fuck with me. So, anyways, but when that shit hits a fan, I wouldn't fuck with any of those people.
Oh, I know, right? I was worried about getting shot. Let's see. Yep, I was a 12 Bravo PD fit. I was in from 94-5 time frame to 2000 something ish. See here. If it takes the zombie apocalypse for me to drink whatever it takes.
Man, I wish a zombie apocalypse would happen. You know what I'm
saying?
Trevin,
you're too little to make fun of the way we're drinking.
Oh, Trevor, you can't hang with the big dogs, baby. This is not White Claw. This is whiskey.
What's up behind the bow? Are we in the Meat Eater guys friends? I think I'm friends with Cal. I don't know many of them other than that.
You know, as far as the Meat Eater guys, I mean, I don't know. Hey, what's that? Hey, he's drinking, boys and girls.
That was a burp.
Anyways, as the Meat Eater guys, I mean, I always thought the Meat Eater guy was cool. I mean, just as a fan, you know, I mean, I loved what he's done with the industry. He's put it on Netflix. I mean, I'm cool with those guys. Here's my deal. Until you steer me wrong, me personally, I'm cool. And even when you do steer me wrong, I still want you to eat, but you just ain't welcome on my table. You know what I mean? You just ain't welcome on my table to eat anymore.
Let's see here. We got technical question. What is better for a 5-day with Striker, Kefaru camp bag or regular dry bag? Even though I should be telling you to buy the Kefaru camp bag, I use a dry sack.
Yeah, and guys, let's not do so many technical questions. He's drinking right now.
Yeah. 4 more beers, you're going to get some fucked up answers. I propose 1 of 2 challenges between Luke and Aaron on film, a breakdance fight or wrestling match. By the end of the night, who knows what will happen?
Yeah, I'm going to.
I am not with BHA. No, I am not with BHA.
I'm not listening to that podcast yet, but I'm anxious to hear about it.
That's guy, he's got a point. You're going to get me drunk so you can outshoot me.
Oh, shit, dude. And in fact, we were going to shoot before this up at his house, but I had to go get firewood for my house. And I was going to bring my compound down there because, man, that trad life is tough. It's tough. And I was going to do a competition so we can talk about it on the podcast, but, you know, it didn't happen. So, yeah, either way.
Name three cowards in the industry. You guys are trying to stir up shit. I'm going to have to get more fucked up before I start talking about
people. Honestly, like, I got a business that I can whole say, but I'm not going to say it. You know what I mean? I got a business to say, but I'm not. I keep it real. But guess what? I don't give a fuck. I ain't sponsored by it. You know what I mean? So guess what? I keep it real.
Who would we love to fight tag team?
Ooh, man. Well, we definitely, like, in the UFC.
I don't want to get beat up. I need to go down a couple levels. I can handle myself, but that's going okay. Varsity.
Yeah, either way, in the UFC, we definitely ain't fighting nobody in the top 10.
Oh, shit.
But guess what? We'll hold our own. We'll hold our own 30 seconds at a time. Tag team.
Mm-hmm. Describe a coward. All right, I can do that. I would say a coward or a fake is you know, someone that blames everyone else for their actions, never accepts responsibility for what they do. And, I don't know. That's good enough.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't man up to admit you were wrong, or you can't man up to be like, hey,
I don't know,
I'm a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, that's it.
The one thing I found out is, and I don't know if you would agree with this, in life, you're either a sheep or you're a wolf. And if you're fucking around trying to prove to everybody that you're a wolf, you're a sheep.
Yeah.
So that's just kind
of. No, that's honestly a great aspect of looking at it, and I'll drink to that.
I'll drink to that.
Me personally, I like to look at myself as a T-Rex. Fuck a wolf.
Let's see. All right, let's see. I would definitely hunt elk in grizzly country. Let's see. All right. All right, no super technical questions.
Yeah, best come on. Country this food. Is GU Unfiltered. This ain't Kaparo Cast, guys. I got him drinking, for Christ's sake. Come on.
Oh, I've got a joke. I've got a couple jokes. I'll start off.
You want to hear a joke?
What is a woman's asshole and a 9-volt battery have in common? No matter what your buddies tell you, sooner or later you're going to stick your tongue on it.
Oh, I love that one. That one's the best one. But guess what? With this whole craziness going on in the world right now, check this one out. So, you know, we're the United States, and we got spies, we got Secret Service, we got everybody. We have literally found the guy who started this whole coronavirus, even though, you know, the uncooked back droppings or whatever it is. So, you want to know his name? Achoo!
That's fucked up.
That was a good one. Y'all tag me when you guys use that one.
Let's see here. Oh man, people are. We can't. No more technical questions, Luke Bandit.
Yeah, no I-86. I-86. The questions of, you know, hey, this ain't a 5-day fucking backpack country hunt right now. We are in the moment right now to talk about what's going on right now. Let's see. What more would you guys like out of my podcast? What more would you like to see out of Aaron? Would you like him more as a regular guest? Because he is up the road for me. I would love to have him more. I think, you know, he doesn't have to drink all the time, guys. This is just a once in a deal. I can get him a kegerator of kombucha. I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? I'm down with that. But in the meantime, I'm going to drink, though, with it.
I'm not going to drink any more raspberry after this one, I can tell you that.
Ugh. That's probably like a 8.7 alcohol content. My wife got it.
Fine Colorado Ale from Breckenridge Brewery.
Yep.
By the way, this podcast is brought to you by Copenhagen.
Hey, I like Fat Tire, Whiskey, Breckenridge Whiskey. I got Pendleton. I got I got a lot of whiskey here. But speaking of that, guys, I want to actually drop down a company that's been helping me out on this whole thing. It's been Cafaro from day one. When I started Gladiators Unleashed, this man right here, that's why I owe him so much. You know, when I first met him at Phil's Archery Shop, I didn't really care for this guy too much. But guess what? Now look at this. I got him. I'm mirroring him.
Oh, shit. I get that a lot, actually. I just did a podcast with, I think it's called Venator Chronicles. Uh-huh. And one of those guys said, he's like, when I first saw you, I did not like you at all.
Fuck, I thought he was a Nazi.
It happens.
He was a white supremacist. But guess what? This guy is probably the most loyal dude, most respected dude in the industry, honestly. If you don't respect him, you can get lick my balls because what he says is what he does. He's a man of his word. What he puts out there on IG, he actually does it. He doesn't do it just for followers. He doesn't do it just for fame. This man goes out, grabs the stick bows, and he goes out and kills shit with it. Have you not?
I have killed a lot with a stick bow.
Yeah, and guess what? We can all hate on it, but realistically, well, I can hate on it because this motherfucker ain't going to do shit. But no, honestly, man, I got to give him mad respect because not, I mean, he's honestly the CEO of the best backpacking out there, right? I mean, you guys are right up there, top two, I would say.
Yeah, we do well. It's been interesting just since I started from where I kind of came from to where I am. You know, now, because I certainly never, I just wanted to spend as much time in the woods as possible and all this other stuff's a byproduct.
Right.
As far as being on social media and everything else. And like when I like posting doing cardio today, I just post that to get other fat fuckers like myself off the couch and hopes that exactly. They do cardio too.
Well, right now is the best time to do it. Like I'm getting ready to do a live workout tomorrow night just because our gym's closed down. We can't stand up in the gym for 30 days. All the members, I got to do something for them. So I'm going to do a live workout tomorrow on my page, probably right here in front of you all of what we do. But I'm just saying, the proof is in the pudding.
Actually, this guy asked, wait, didn't the internet say you wouldn't kill shit with a stick? That's actually exactly what the internet said. Jeff Lander, who's super funny, he's like, dude, you're going to have to prepare. There's going to be people that want you to succeed, but he's like, there are a lot of people that are going to pray you fail. And I'm not very good at losing, and I'm not saying I'll flip a table over in a game of Candyland, although I might. I'm not a crybaby. I just try to put in as much work as I can in something to not suck at it, I guess is the easiest, best way to say that.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that's a fighter, period. You know what I mean? Like, hands down, I guess that's what I love about hunting is, like, it's you out there doing it, and you have if the outdoor industry had a belt, you'd have a few.
I'd be like a yellow belt.
No. This ain't karate, son. This ain't karate.
Wax on.
I'm just saying you'd
sweep
be.
Sweep the leg.
You'd, yeah, right. And I actually got a funny clip we're going to watch on this shit. Oh, no, sweep the leg deal. What I was going to say is you have done more in the industry than anybody else that I know. And I'm not sucking your dick. I'm just telling you, you have literally done it. And there's a lot of people out there that's probably done a lot too that I just don't know about. Like I said, I'm new to this game. I'm new to the outdoor industry. I love it. But this guy's a pioneer, right? He's a pioneer. And guess what? He was a G with a compound bow. And then he picks up a stick because he was challenged to it. And now he won't leave it because
I like the challenge.
He likes the challenge.
I want to break that fucker in half sometimes, but actually a guy that we don't exactly get along. I wouldn't say we don't get along anymore, but he and one of my buddies, Sloan, who works for Yeti.
Okay, wait, before you say that, Yeti, you were with Sloan's.
Yeah.
How was that? I've only seen him at ATA a couple times. I like him. I have nothing bad to say about him. I mean,
I get along good with Sloan. I mean, it's kind of crappy because he's kind of stuck in the middle between, a couple people in, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure he hears different things. Everybody.
Yeah, but he was he had a meeting with a guy named Mark Seacat, who owns Seacat Creative, who he and I have never got along great, but I don't know about now. But Mark brought up a good point. He said, "Do you know that motherfucker started his industry career started on forums?" And it did, basically. I was just on forums doing some gear reviews, and, you know, one thing led to another. And I never had, like, a goal other than to just stay in the woods all the time. I wanted to be hunting as much as possible, and it's worked out.
To me, a guy can respect that. I mean, hey, guess what? I'm gonna predict probably in the year 2000, I don't know, in maybe 2 years. 2 years. I'm going to say maybe a year. I'm a go-getter. Right now I'm in my shop that I remodeled, my podcast. I'm going to change this into a big thing because I don't know how to quit. I won't quit. I'm not a quitter. Yeah. So, I mean, you're a CEO of a company right now.
Yeah, I am. He brought up a good point. The Raspberry Beer will end up in motorboating, which I am a fan of, by the way.
You see my wife? Have you seen my wife? We all love that. We love that. In fact,
what do we get for $10? Ask me anything you want.
Motorboating.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that. Oh, that. So when I was on that Owdad hunt, I was helping out Cody Greenwood, and I may have gotten a little aggressive when we had an Owdad in front of us, and I was barking out some orders to him, and then later on he reenacted it with the private pile. Is that a jelly donut thing? He was pretty funny. He's draw your fucking bow back, pile. Is that a jelly donut? So I may have been a little more intense than he was used to.
Yeah, I bet guides probably like love having you because your success rate goes up. Their success rate goes up, but at the same time, they're probably intimidated a little bit.
Man, I don't know. I know, like with obviously Clay and his crew, they're certainly not. They've you know done it, but other guys, maybe newer guys, might be. I don't know. It's weird because I think people have a perception of me, which I totally get because I don't smile very much or anything else. And then obviously I'm pretty laid back and calm all the time. I don't ever get too riled up. I do have a bit of a temper, but it hardly ever. I don't think you've ever seen me mad.
You know, I've seen you get a little frustrated with Frank a couple times.
Yeah.
But that was minimum because, you know, Frank's a tank and we understand Frank.
Yeah, Frank's funny.
But I'm going to tell you right now, you better watch it because that boy's been training with Daddy. Yeah,
Charles Pappas wants to know if we can get you a booster seat. I know if I sit upright, he is quite a bit lower.
Hey. This is my show, motherfucker. Take a podcast.
Oh, that's funny. He was in the shop the other day. What's up, Charles?
Charles? I'm just playing.
Good Lord. All right. What else did we want to cover today?
Oh, so the back to the podcast, please. Hey, I want to ask, this is just my personal question, is as a kid.
I was a fuckhead.
That's the question. As a kid. I mean, talk to me. What was Aaron Snyder like as a kid? Because I know what I was like a kid. My mom and dad, I was raised with a mom and dad, a great mom and dad. But yet, I was still a piece of shit sometimes. I was a little rowdy little fucker, and that's just it. But guess what? I don't think I turned out all bad, and obviously you didn't turn all bad. I just want to know, I mean, tell the people what you were like as a kid.
I was not a great student. I had a relatively rough childhood. My mom was great. My dad was not so great. And my hometown was only a couple hundred people. And so.
And where is that?
In Detroit Lake, Oregon. And
oh, shit. You're a Detroit kid?
I know. Yeah. Represent.
Represent Eminem 8 Mile.
Yeah. Oh, shit. So, yeah, I was just like, oh, like one time I brought a BB gun to school. No, I brought a watch to trade for a BB gun, and then we got into a BB gun war in the classroom during recess.
Oh, wait. You had a Red Ryder BB gun lever action?
No, it was one of those pistols that you cock back.
Okay, like you and you guys had a war in class.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Oh, shit.
In fact, I went and saw one of my English teacher recently, Connie Brown. She's sweet. I love her to death, and she brought that up with many, many other crazy things I did. So, you know, you are a product of your environment. So when you have your dad and all his friends bitching about tourists, we would go like cut all the boats loose because we lived on a big lake that was regulated, and we cut the ropes loose on the shore and then push them out in the lake. And I fought too much.
So tell me real quick, when you fought too much, were you above average or less below average?
You know, I hate to say this in front of you because you might kick the shit out of me. I've never had my ass whooped, but I have had close calls. I'll give you an example. The one time where I was quite certain I was going to get my ass whooped in a bar, my buddy hit the dude in the head with one of those big bar stools, like, dong, and knocked him out. And yeah. I know that dude could have beat the fuck out of me, without a doubt. And then there was another time we were in a bar, and me and my buddy Rob were fucking with everybody in the bar, and I was drinking tequila. I mean, I was whiskey fucked up and fucking with everybody in the bar. And two guys came in that you could tell knew what the hell they were doing. And I tell my buddy Rob, I'm like, dude, get back on the clock. Like, we're going to get this shit kicked out of us. Mm. And I hit this dude with everything I had. And he took it like a man. He's like, is that all you got? And I remember thinking, that is fucking all I've got. And you took it like a man. And I hadn't really, you know, I'd taken some jiu-jitsu and some karate. Like, you know, anybody when you're a kid, you know, you take a little here, a little there. And I was like, oh, my God. And I remember running at him full speed and just putting both feet in his chest. And it knocked him down. And I got behind him and I choked him out. And I was lucky. And we got out in the parking lot. And all my buddies were like, oh, dude, he's coming back out. We can fight again. And I'm thinking, fuck no. I was like, we need to get the fuck out of here before I get my ass kicked.
Oh, that is no joke. I'm telling you right now, I have had a few fights where I've fucked up some people real fast, like one-hitter quitters. And I'm thinking, oh, thank you very much. Well, I'm gone.
It's different now than it was 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, like, way different, bro.
You can't. Well, okay, if you take off Justin Gaethje's ears. You look at Justin in a sweater and me, most guys are going to be like, oh, that dude's going to get his ass kicked.
What was that guy? The little Urkel. Justin Gaethje's an Urkel.
And I was like, you know, somebody asked me the other day, have you sparred with him? No, I haven't fucking sparred with him.
Ooh, that's a good thing.
Beat the shit out of me.
That's a good thing we should do.
It's a different world now.
It is. Well, here's the thing, Mike. When I fought in the UFC, it was, many moons ago, but I run a gym now. I'm one of the head coaches there at Genesis Training Academy, and I watch some of the programs that's going on. Like, my daughter is 4 and a half. She knows how to armbar people. She knows how to choke people. I'm like, yeah, because I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes time to be a boyfriend to my daughter, she's going to know how to jack you up. I'm cool with that. I'm cool. But, you know, I'm watching some of these young kids train now. Dude, they're doing the stuff that I did in my fight. You know what I mean? Like, I barely learned before my fight.
Yeah.
And now it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But so, yeah, to sum it up, as a kid, man, I was a bad – you know, I was a hard worker. I worked on a trail crew team. We that's how I started backpack hunting. Is we carry like single buck, double buck, cross cut saws, axes, and clean off all the wilderness trails, like the trails in the wilderness. So we do 10, 12 miles a day, loppers, clean them off. And I did that every summer, through high school. And so, you know, I knew hard work and had no problem with it, but I was a little peckerwood, you know,
a little peckerwood.
Yeah, it was bad. You know, the thing is like, about the time, you know, I wasn't nearly as tough as you think you are. You know, I left and I joined the Army. And of course, then you realize, like, one, there's a lot of people tougher than you. And two, you know, you're pretty weak. You're you're used to your family and you think you're tough and you don't need your family, and then you're away from them and you realize real quick that you do. And I've been alone for a long, long time. I don't come back home too often, but but yeah, I was an asshole as a kid. I was a little bastard. Amy has to, like, you know, you bring your girlfriend home or wife or whatever. Amy came home. My mom was telling her stories and she was like, fuck, are you kidding? Like, I broke my, I don't know if you can tell, like, that knot there in my hand, I broke that the first time when I was 15, and I've got no real knuckle right here.
Yeah, it's in. That's what we call boxer knuckle.
Fracture.
Yeah, I've broken that thing boxer knuckle
three times.
Yeah.
It's catching up with me now.
It's because you got to roll that punch over, son. You got to roll that punch over. But as a little kid, you don't know that. Man, I tell you what, there's this one time. The only time I can really remember me ever getting beat up as a kid was because my older brother got me in a fight. We play football across the house of my house, or the cross from my mom and dad's house as a kid. We were playing football, tackle football, right? We were playing this flag football bullshit. And my brother happened to get me in a fight with a kid. I was probably a third grader at the time, and this dude was probably a sixth grader. And my brother's like, my brother will beat you. Dude, I just started wrestling a year ago, right? My brother was all like hyping me up, like he's a bad dude. My brother will beat you up. And my brother's 4 years older than me, right?
Is this the big one?
Yeah, it's Manny. And this guy, I still know this guy, like the back of my hand, Dustin Hitchler, just down the road from me. He had two hot sisters, older sisters that were just hot as hell. And this kid literally... There's no faking here, boys and girls.
Somebody here said Jeremy something Dustin Hitcher whooped that ass.
Oh, he whooped my ass. He straight up did. He beat me up, and I'm, you know, now that I'm grown up, can I get a rematch? No, it's all good. He's a hey, it is what it is, you know. You take an ass whooping and you just deal with it. It made me the person who I am today. But that, man, it still boils underneath my string. Because
skin, not string, for fuck's sake, Luke.
God damn it, have another beer. So
it's been like 15 minutes. I'm on my third one. I'm not going to be able to feel my teeth.
It's been
like
37 minutes. Okay. So, you know, it is. I'm just, the only thing I'm pissed off about is my older brother didn't step in and beat his ass. You know what I mean?
I tell you, look back what you're talking about under the skin or whatever, but when I went home recently, I went back to go see Reza and Tim Lesser at Leupold and get a tour, and I went back to see Connie Brown, my English teacher, to say hello.
And, I saw that.
Literally, it was like the fuck up came home. But
they said, wow, you really clean up good. Huh?
I made it. Yeah, they were like, holy, because, I mean, there was a teacher I had that my mom hates this motherfucker. Like, He told my buddy Rob and I that we never grow up and be anything but loggers. And so my mom reminds him frequently, like, oh, yeah.
As she should.
Oh, yeah. I was good at sports. Don't get me wrong. I was really good at sports, but not nearly as good as I could have been because I didn't. Man, it's weird when you get older, like the drive I have now. Well, you see it. I get obsessed with things and. I didn't have that drive when I was younger, and I wish I would have. And I mean, I was good at sports, and I had drive, but nothing like I have now. And I try to tell, especially younger guys, like, look, you don't have to go to college. I'm not saying don't go, but if you just work hard and focus and don't give up, you'll make it. You're going to be all right, you know. And when guys, like, you don't know that much about my childhood, but – or, you know, even as I grew up, but like people come in and like nervous, like my guys that work for us to tell me that they did something wrong. And I'm like, that's it. I fucking,
yeah,
like,
all that's right, all bro.
You got? Yeah. I was like, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So yeah. I remember I filed bankruptcy like in 2003 and that was like this huge thing for me. And then, so when guys like financial stuff or like, I'm able to survive anywhere in the world, but I can't seem to file taxes to save my fucking life. Like, thank God for Amy. Oh. You bad?
Dude, before I got married, my wife said yes to me, but then she found out the real me. I didn't, when I was fighting in the UFC or fighting, period, and I would get money, I didn't file for like 5 years, dude. And my wife was like, you got to get that shit straight before we even get married. I was like, oh, I was like, well, I'm going to prison.
Oh, fuck. I tell you, I was scared. I owe taxes $12,000. So for those guys who, you know, think I'm inherently wealthy, I claimed $9,000 on my taxes to be able to afford child support. So you get all your money back. And yeah. I did that for a while because that was during like the 2008-09 depression time frame.
That ain't good.
Oh, I owed $12,000.
Guaranteed. And,
oh, fuck.
Guaranteed. I made most people claim zero or one.
I claim $9,000.
You claim the Brady Bunches and their kids.
I literally was like, okay. I got to file, and finally I filed, and they told me what I owed, and I'm like, can I make payments? And so I made payments, and I mean, I got it fixed. I mean, I got it, you know, I got it paid off, but like, you know, I literally live so bad, like a caveman. Like we went and Amy, cause we're looking at getting another house, and I've got like a 640 credit score, and my debt to income ratio, I have no debt. So everything I make, which is,
yeah,
getting fairly substantial at this point, I have no debt.
CEO.
And they're like, you have no, I was like, so let me get this right. I need to be in debt to have better credit. How fucked up is that?
That's what I told my wife.
I was like, this is wrong as two boys fucking on the White House lawn.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I probably shouldn't have said that. What do we got?
Tell me, what you been smoking?
I'm definitely feeling it now. The third one, I'm starting to feel.
Yeah, your face is turning a little red.
Oh yeah, I can feel it.
It's a good time. So, anyways, what I want to change gears to, let's get ready to rumble. In this podcast, we're going to be doing a little MMA action. And guys, bear with me. I don't have my IT guy here, my boy Skinny Codes, with me. We're going to have live stuff coming up on my big screen. We're going to have fight nights here. We're going to do live things. It's going to be off the chain. So anyways, my question is, Aaron, if you had to fight one, party with one, and hunt with one, which one would it be? And I'm going to give you three fighters right now, and hopefully you know them because I know you know you follow MMA game. All right, I'm going to give you Frank Mir, because I know that's your boy.
Yep.
Justin Gaethje, because I know you know him.
Yep.
That's your boy. That's my boy. And Chuck Liddell. Okay. You got to party with one, hunt with one, and fight one. Tell me right now.
I definitely party with Frank Mir, because I've been a huge fan of his since the beginning. And he wrestled a little bit after I did in high school. I always liked just his style as far as, you know, he's pretty much, you know, submission expert or whatever. I'd probably hunt with Justin just because he's so freaking funny. And so that means I'd have to fight Chuck, which, can I fight him now that he's older?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, definitely fight with Chuck. But, dude, I brought up, like, I've messaged Frank Mir, and obviously he doesn't run, maybe he does run his own page, but I'd like to get him on the podcast because, like, I remember him fighting Tank Abbott.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then busting Sylvia's arm.
Tim Sylvia, yep. Tim Sylvia is a good friend of mine, actually. Yeah, but he did. He did pop that dude's arm. Yeah, he did.
He did. And, it, you know, as far as just in general, like, he's a very well-spoken dude. Like, you know, he's a very intelligent guy. And anyway, he just seems like a super cool dude. And he wrestled about the same time I did in high school. So
yeah, no, Frank's a G. Me personally, if I have to fight one, party with one, and hunt with one, man, I'm telling you right now, I've hunted with Justin multiple times. So that's, I'm not going to do that again. Although it's going to happen again multiple times. I'm going to probably party with Chuck because I know Chuck owns a couple of bars, and I heard he freaking gets down.
You're going to party like it's 1999.
Yeah, like, you know. So I'm going to have to party with Chuck.
What's up, Tyler?
So I'm going to have to, I'm gonna fight Frank Mir.
Yeah.
So that was the opposite of what you would say.
Hoping he's getting winded.
No. I'm just hoping he sleeps. I'm going to leave my deck wide open so he just puts me to sleep.
Get it over with
and
quickly.
I'll just be cool with that. You know, a chokehold is good. I'm cool with the choke. And if I'm going to hunt with one, fuck, who else did I say?
Chuck Liddell.
No, yeah. I still want to party with Chuck.
Well, you had, if you're going to party with Chuck, you're going to have to either hunt with Frank or with Justin.
No. Fuck that. I ain't hunting with fucking Justin.
You got to rotate
it. I'm going to fight with Justin. Fuck it. I'm going to fight with Justin. I do it all the time, so guess what? I'll fight Justin again.
I'm starting. I can feel it. I'm starting to lose the feeling of my front teeth.
Anyways, yeah. See, right now is the clip of me and Justin hunting, and the only thing that I caught was a fucking cactus in my cock.
That dude's got an Amish beard. Who is that?
That's Justin. Oh no. That's Matt. Matt. That's my boy Matt. Team Juicy. He's fucking a legit dude. If you really want to kill shit in Arizona, by the border, go with him. Team Juicy, dude. That motherfucker is the shit, dude. He knows where all the animals at. Big-ass deer, big-ass mule deer, coos deer, anything. He's the man. I love that dude and his boy Bezo right there. Yeah, this is a good clip. Anyways, he's the one that killed the
animal. This is my man right here. Hold on.
All right. All right, what's up?
Let's see.
What's your man?
307 Sapper Steve Tetrault. Let's see.
Hold on. He ain't allowed
to. He declined. Come on, Steve.
Unless he follows fucking me, he ain't in this room.
I'm sure he does. So, Steve, we were in Korea together, and he's cool motherfucker. He ended up being, staying in the Army for 31 years. He just retired. I actually tried to hire him.
Hey, he's cool. I got to salute that dude. I got to salute that dude. Thank you.
I'm alive. Steve, I quit drinking for like 2 decades.
So he knows you used to drink back in the day.
We used to get fucked up together. Steve, I taught him. You taught me this.
Yeah.
Beer me. That's from Steve.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's cool as shit. I think he retired. Well, I know he retired, but he's, I think he teaches cadets now. Steve, I'm getting fucked up badly. He used to get drunker than shit and beat on everybody's door in Korea in the barracks. Like, there was an alert, but there wasn't. He was just hammered.
I like him. He sounds like he's my kind of friend, actually.
He's cool as shit. Steve, you got to come out here. Yeah, well, we talked about
it. Where does he live at now?
I think he's in Missouri.
Oh, he's a Missouri guy.
Yeah, come out and hunt together.
Oh, that shit. We need to go out there and hunt with him.
Yeah. Yeah, he hunts public land out there and gets it done. So he.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does good.
He's way better than me because I hunt private.
I know, Brad. My face is getting red. The more fucked up I get, I can't stop.
There's no denying. There's no denying here.
No. Uh-uh. Old Swill. That's where we drank. Old Milwaukee.
Old Milwaukee.
I don't know how much it was for a case, but
it was a 30 pack, man. Yeah. Probably a 30 pack for like $9.99. I don't even know back in the day. How old are you right now?
44.
Okay, so you're like 4 years older than me, 5 years.
I know. I'm aging perfectly, though.
I'm going to tell you right now, you are doing great because here's a problem. Like, everybody is worried about this virus, right? And it does attack the elderly.
Elderly, motherfucker, not olderly.
Same thing. That's why I got you here for, okay? Okay.
You ever watch Appaloosa where the... Anyway, go ahead.
Fuck you. So, anyways, if you take care of your body, yeah, that's my dog.
I'm on number 4, people. It's not going to be good. Yeah, Steve, definitely call me this week.
Hey.
Not tomorrow morning because I'm probably going to be hungover as fuck.
Here's the deal. If you take care of your body.
As you hand me another beer.
Yes. But this is just... Very seldom. When was the last time you drank, Justin? Aaron?
Actually, I got a toothache recently.
That's why I was like, I'm getting you on this motherfucker.
Before that was like 2005?
Yeah.
7? Long time ago.
Yeah.
And that was the time I knocked that dude out, and then I didn't drink anymore.
And you stopped.
Yeah.
So, I know your wife is Italian, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And doesn't she like wine or anything like that?
She likes to drink. She will drink so fucking much she can't talk. When she went with Risa, she got so drunk I called her and I'm like, hey, on the way back, I'm about 15 minutes away. She goes, I'm 6 minutes from the hotel.
That's why I knew I loved her. I knew I loved her for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, so you don't ever have wine with her or anything?
No. No.
Oh, well, you got to at least have a little wine with her.
Yeah, I don't ever drink with her. She doesn't drink much anymore.
Well, that's good, too. I'm not going to promote it, yeah. Right? But if she's like, hey, Aaron, you want to have a glass of wine? You probably should do that.
I can tell you, if there was a contest for drinking and driving, she would fucking crush everyone. She can drink and drive like a champ. In fact, that's why I had to give her so much shit. I wanted her to stop. But the thing, she's an artist, but she stopped. Well, so she doesn't do it anymore.
Why? What do you mean, why she's an artist?
At drinking and driving.
She's good at it. Yeah. Oh, Christ, but it only takes once. You don't want to do that.
That's what I told her. She hasn't drank in a long time. Until she got Reza. Reza got her fucked up. Like, you know what? I can't say that out loud.
Good.
You know what? We could edit it out, but we're live. So I'm gonna.
Yeah, I'm not cutting nothing out. That's what's great about this whole deal. Anyways, so. We cover a little hunting. We cover a little Aaron's background.
What's up, Drew?
Sorry. Who's that?
Drew from Selway.
Oh, shit. Tell him what up. Tell him we just got my quiver on my bow.
We did. We got his quiver on his bow. And then so it's funny, the Selway thing. So I used a Selway slide-on quiver in 2016 when I got started. Drew got me hooked up and sent me one. And then, man, I travel so much, the slide-on quiver is kind of a pain. And I tried a few other ones. I didn't like them. And they came through and they made the Flex, which is that one I have on now. And that thing is badass. And what's, I told Drew, it's funny because.
Wait, hold on. You got a better one than me?
Oh, yes, I do have a better one.
Drew?
Uh-oh, Drew.
What's up, Drew? What's up, Joe?
Oh, no, shit. Make Hunting Great Again tuned in.
Yeah, he should have been here like 10 minutes ago. Well, what 51 minutes ago.
What the fuck, Mike? I can tell if I drink one more, I'm going to start saying some dumb shit.
Hey, no, here's the thing about Making Hunting Great Again. He has a good point on some dumb shit that's posted out there. Because today I literally had a post on somebody's comment, that guy that was burning toilet paper. Yeah. Right? You saw that?
What the hell?
I know. I'm like, what the, what are you doing? Hold on. I'm going to pull that shit up because, that shit was not cool. Ugh. Because I know I have students.
That was a half a can. Oh,
that's what you call a lipper.
I have a big one. That's a four finger. So
that's what you call just stupidness, right? Like look at this guy right here.
What about me, Mike? You said hi to Luke. Sorry.
Where's that at?
I don't know.
Oh, you didn't post it on your page. You just did on your IG. Okay, yeah. So this is the guy. Look at this. Look at this guy right here. Look at this guy. Whoa. Oh. He got all this toilet paper. I got students. I got people hitting me up for toilet paper. He's throwing it out. I mean, he says in the comment or in the caption, he says he didn't burn any of it. But bullshit, because there's toilet paper on the ground right now.
Oh, I don't want to make a Texas comment.
And look at this.
A little girthy.
Look at this guy.
What the hell?
He needs a motherfucking, he needs a bigger than training bra than whatever. He got more titties than motherfucking Dolly Parton.
He's got more chins than a Chinese phone book.
Yeah. I like the flamethrower. I really do. But what the fuck? You're promoting your ranch? Dude, you're a retard. I'm going to say it. I'm not cool with that right now. In fact, you're off my page, period. I'm done. Anyways. What I really wanted to get to was my boy, what's really going on the internet right now. Check this out.
Hold on, because Jerry keeps making comments about me peeing, and now I finally have to. So you take Jerry, it from here, I gotta go pee.
I got this. He's gonna take a little squat. Don't hit my camera, fool. He's gonna take a squat outside, and it's all good. Anyways, boys and girls, we're hoping you guys love the podcast. I mean, okay,
this is not a sponsored deal, but this shit right here, the Rodecaster Pro, idiot proof. This shit is bomb, dude. $10. Everything you want. Everything? Everything. So, realistically, when I wanted to do this podcast, damn, that was fast as fuck. When I wanted to do this podcast, is I just wanted to keep it real. Like, I know KafaroCast has their deal. He is the man that tells you about ounces, pounds, what pounds, it, backpack, everything. In the backcountry, this motherfucker knows how to do things, right? Realistically, this is a podcast for everybody. Well, maybe if you're under 18, 21, I don't know. I don't know what, it's rated R. Maybe even sometimes it's worse than rated R. Language, there's no such thing.
I do have a big pee hole. I brought it up. Oh,
well, you were saying about Gary.
Peed so fast. Oh, Jerry just kept making comments about me having to pee.
Oh, so about photo labs, yeah. Jerry.
Yep.
I would not have been able to do this live podcast and all this if it wasn't for him for helping me out. He's helped me out on my graphics and shit. He's helped me out on everything. I FaceTime him a lot, so I got to give him props.
This guy said he must have a 3/4 hole in that thing. I can piss out of a canoe sitting down.
Get the fuck out of here, dog.
Dude, okay, so we were talking about my childhood. Totally hold different
on,
story.
Hold on, throw your skin up. You're white as fuck.
So, all right, so my mom, we're going down to watch a basketball game. This is in high school. My mom's like, don't be getting all fucked up and no fights. I'm like, okay, mom. So we go down, and I don't drink. I'm the only one not drinking. And it's me, Dustin Childress, which actually he got shot recently. And then Dalton and Rob Stinson. And so this kid named Pete Eastwood, which anybody from Sublimity would know him. I pulled him out of his car and beat the shit out of him. Jump back in the truck, and my buddy's got an 85 Chevy. And I don't know if anybody knows, familiar with that. I don't know that.
When
they first started with whatever that brake system. Anyway, they'd lock up when it was wet. But so all my buddies are like, oh, he's going to get more friends. Follow him. He drives right to the police station. So we keep going. Next thing you know, we're pulled over. And my three buddies, Rob, Dalton, and Dustin, are fucked up like Cooter Brown. Like, fucked up. Well, I pulled up. It's jacked up. It's an 85, like I said, Chevy. I pull up to all these mailboxes. So I get out, and they cuff me immediately. And I'm laying on the ground, and Dustin whips out his pecker, and he's slapping it against the tailgate. And I'm laughing.
That's a big pecker.
And the cop is like, what's so funny? Well, they were putting cologne on their lips, right? We're only like 16, 17.
Oh, yeah, you don't have the MIP.
Yeah, they were putting cologne on their lips.
That was I'd have been drinking that shit
glove box to try to get the smell off them. So they're like, who's sober? So Dalton jumps in the truck, but the truck's so high you can't see over
it's jacked up.
Yeah, he drives over all the mailboxes pulling out, so we all end up cuffed and stuff that night. And I think I was 16 or 17 at the time, so one of the many stories of me being a dipshit as a kid.
I love it. I love it. See, this is what I love about it, because everybody knows you as a fucking CEO, fucking Mr. Backpack Country. But check this shit out right now, Aaron. So, real quick.
I'll rub my nuts on your pack, Dylan. All right, go ahead.
Oh, shit. Hey, you can rub his shit on my back, too, if you fucking let me kill some more shit. Hey, so with this whole coronavirus, look at this, Aaron. This is from my man, Derek Lou's Instagram.
Sweet baby Jesus. He looks like Butters on South Park. It's like boys with boy with balls on chin. Oh, fuck.
He posted this shit. I mean, I don't know. I think I'd rather take the odds of.
It's almost like that oxygen mask.
I know. I don't know if I'd rather have the coronavirus or a fucking sack on my.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wear that turkey hunting so it looks like
that. I mean, you would. You might have a fucking somebody come. You might have a fucking bird come attack you. Oh, shit. Check this out. Right here. Check this one out.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Go back to that one because I didn't get it on film.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, good Lord. Look at that, people. He's got a ball sack on his face.
Oh, man.
That'll definitely do. Oh, shit, we lost it. Hold on.
Oh, no, you got to go back and start a new one. Anyways, so I don't know. Well, here's the thing. So my wife is in healthcare. She works in a hospital, and everybody knows this. Supplies is low. People's masks, doctors' masks, doctors' gowns, everything, it's low. And it's low. We're but back. If I have to put a ball sack on my nose to prevent coronavirus, I mean, I'm young, I'm healthy. I'm definitely going to not take that. I don't know. Maybe I will. I mean, I will. I don't know.
I think that's a fine mask.
Check this one out, Aaron. Check this one out. This is what we were talking about, the leg sweep. Look at this. Right here. Oh, shit. This guy's about to get tasered. He's doing something fucking jacked up. He called in.
He's doing some hood rat shit.
Yeah, he called in some backup. Watch these OGs come in. Watch these guys come in. Homeboy don't. He ain't playing. Homeboy ain't playing. He don't even know. Whap. Oh, he's done, dude. He is out. He is knocked out. He might be dead. He's dead. I don't know. He's knocked out.
Moral of the story is, don't mess with cops.
No, the moral of the story is, don't resist arrest. You know what I mean? Like, if you are in the wrong and the cops actually pulled the taser gun out on you, don't lift your shirt up. Although right now I might feel like He-Man right now.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I'm definitely starting to feel it. All right, let me zoom this in if I can do it with my
knee. Yeah, watch this. That. Watch this leg sweep. I taught him in class. Boom.
I might have missed that.
That was straight a calf killer. Let me play it again. Here we go. Ready?
I'm on it.
All right. So when this happens, dude, look at him. He don't know what's happening. So this guy comes out. Obviously, there's something going on. I don't know. He lifts his shirt up. He's like, shoot me. I don't care. Guess what? The officer doesn't want to shoot him. He doesn't. He actually steps a couple steps back. And he's all like, yeah. Guess what?
Here it comes.
He don't even know.
Here it comes.
Bam. Boom. The guy was about to run his bike on him. Hold him down. That's what I love.
That was a guy with balls on his chin.
Oh, yeah. He deserved it. He deserved it. All right. One more. We're Derek. I got to show this one.
Okay.
Wait. No,
I don't think I should have too many more. I'm pretty fucked up right now.
All right. Look at this one. This is I don't know. Look at this.
Oh, wait. This is a good one.
Oh, shit. Look at this. Oh, look at this guy.
That was some shit that'd be on Bam Bam's page. That takes skill.
Dude, that's skill, dude. He's trying to lose it. I give him credit. He showed up, and he's wearing a fucking tank top.
All right. So I'm three fat tires and one raspberry wit, which that motherfucker was strong.
Yeah,
let's see here. It is fun to it's fun to do bad things.
Well, it's good once in a while.
Yeah,
it's good once in a while.
Let's see here, reading through. What's up, Mind Linner? Mindy Linner. Sorry, I'm inebriated. Let's see. Do you know Mindy Linner?
It don't ring a bell. Let me see those titties.
There is more than six. There is more than six in the room. That was a set of balls on that dude's face.
Oh, period. It was a ball bag.
We're not going to do any proper leg sweeps because I don't want to get my ass kicked by Luke.
No, we won't do that. I
you
promise.
One more never hurt. You guys are bad. On a 10-day mule deer hunt, I bring 12 cans of Copenhagen.
12?
One for a day and a couple extras.
Are you shitting me? How many do you? Are you a can a day?
I'm a can. Well, I'm a little over a can a day. Amy's here right now, so I don't have to drive drunk.
Yeah, that's. Well, dude, we got backups here. We're not.
We're good.
We're good, bro. And he lives 10 minutes away from me.
get changed for that quad. That's a Howie H2O Miller. Yep, I'm going turkey hunting Tuesday in Nebraska unless they close down the world.
Well, I hope you don't get closed down in Nebraska.
Thomas Cooper wants to know why the fuck Frank wears socks in the gym.
Me too.
Amy is not getting lit. She has to drive. This will be the first time she's got to drive while I'm the inebriated one. What are you drinking? I am drinking 1, 2, 3 fat. Oh, shit. 3 fat tires and a raspberry wit.
What am I drinking?
I think. Oh, shit.
Hold on. Where's the camera?
Whiskey.
You got to turn the camera around.
Did I hit the button? Fuck, I fucked up. Hold on. Oh, wait.
There you go.
I panicked. All right, there we go. Whiskey.
From Colorado.
Yeah, nobody's heard you say epical yet.
Hey, well, because guess what? I'm saving that for the fucking end, baby. You know what I'm saying?
A guy just said I sound like I'm half shit faced. I am half shit faced.
Killing me, Smalls.
Let's see. Are you going to be a trad bow hunter from here on out as long as physically able? That is my plan.
Yeah.
That's bad. I'm having trouble reading.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I get Aaron to be a trad hunter. It's fun. Like, he gave me my first fucking bow on trad life. It's frustrating, but it's fun as hell. It's fun. Oh,
let's see. Thirty. Fuck no. I could do the fire road in 30 now. Fucked up. The fastest I've ever done it is 16 minutes.
16 minutes, dude. I do that shit in like 18.
Do you have an elk call? This guy wants. I got to spit my chew out. Do you got a diaphragm?
I don't have a diaphragm, but I got alcohol right there, Phillips. My alcohol's in my my house.
You guys aren't getting it.
Sorry, boys. Hey, but speaking of that, tell these guys, dude, we were in elk all year long, and we were screaming them. You were fucking calling like a little whore. You were calling like a little whore. I had bulls fucking coming in. Every time a bull came in, though, I just didn't have a shot, period. Didn't have a shot. I was the epical hunter.
Ever seen the ringer? Are you talking to me or Luke? Let's see. It says, check your message yet. Ever seen the ringer? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I've seen that shit. You ever seen Shut the Fuck Up? Actually.
Do you CrossFit? Or you can cross fuck off. You should pull that up. Pull up Letterkenny.
All right. Let's see it. What am I pulling up?
One Instagram? Shot every F-bomb. Instagram? We got to stop cussing. Yeah, YouTube.
This YouTube. Is GU Unfiltered, bro. This is not for kids. Is this Instagram?
Pull up YouTube if you want to follow.
Oh, yeah. I got YouTube for days, boys and girls. I got YouTube for days.
Luke might be a positive influence on me. If it'll help me sleep, I'm all for it. You're holding up two fingers.
No, you're going to pass the fuck out is what's going to happen.
I got a 30-pound spring on my target bow. I didn't get it yet, the NTN bow.
All right, so let me pull up it on my smart TV. All right, we're going to bring up YouTube. What are we looking for?
What's the name of your podcast, Letterkenny? What's the name of your podcast?
GU _ unfiltered _. And then guess what?
What do we get for $10? Everything you want.
Get that? All right. The best broadhead target is the Matrix by far. Letterkenny is the best.
Hey, guess what?
Let's get at her.
Guess what? That target, this is unsponsored by far. That target is the shit. Matrix is the shit.
I bought my first one, then I traded him after that.
Smart move. You shouldn't ever have to buy anything in the outdoor industry, is what I'm thinking.
You know, it's funny. You know what? I'm fucked up and I shouldn't talk right now. I'm going to stop.
Hang on. Time out. Joe Rogan. Check this out. I got him drinking on my show. You might be able to get him smoking some weed, dog.
He hasn't asked me to be on his podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Joe. I'm going to tell you all this shit. Guess what, Joe? This might be epical.
You're not holding up any fingers yet.
I know. Hey, if I had Gucci here, we'd be getting high as a motherfucker up in here.
Oh, Stewart knows what he's talking about. The hockey scene.
All right, hold on.
Can you type?
I hope so.
Hold on. I think that's got a talk to text thing.
Oh, not my shit.
I got the fucking.
Any lower. Afterthoughts on the BHJ podcast? Hold on, let me have a drink.
Hey, what's this called? What am I looking for up? Starts with an L.
Letterkenny.
Okay, yeah, you got to
definitely. So, my thoughts on the BHA podcast.
Hey, you got, hold on.
Yes.
You got to spell shit to me.
L-E-T-T-E-R-Y letter.
L-E-T-T.
Oh, wait, I threw a Y in there. I'm fucked up. L-E-T-T-E-R letter K-E-N-N.
You see it over here?
Right there. There we go. Top.
The top one?
Bam. Right, my thoughts on the podcast hold before on. He pulls up Letterkenny.
Hold on.
If you are okay with the this BHA one? Swinging.
This yeah, one?
That's one. With the BHA board swinging pretty far left and them taking money from anti-hunting organizations, then you should join.
Which
I am,
one?
I am not okay with
the that. Hockey one?
The hockey one. No, keep going to the right.
This one?
Nope, keep going. The best. Oh, right there. Letterkenny cold open. You should not join if you're okay with that.
This I'm one right here?
Not okay with, yep, that one. I'm not okay with that, so I'm joining. Well, I'm a member. SDI and.
Wait, hold on. The best Wayne season one?
No, one more. Cold open.
Oh, shit. This one. All right, let's watch it.
We're having our own pint night.
Let's watch it. Have, fuck yeah, I pint night.
Tyler, I'm
hold
not
on. I got a, I got a, little I got a commercial bitch. That I can fucking skip. Hold on. Let's do it. Here we go.
Oh, wait. Here we go. Fuck, it's backwards.
No, it ain't.
Well, it's on my camera.
Tell me, what you been smoking?
Two hockey players came to the produce stand the other day.
Let's watch this.
Can't believe your sister's still dating you. Not sex.
Wayne?
How are you now?
Good, and you?
Not so bad.
Hey, Katie.
Go home, Daryl.
Nice onesie. Does it come in men's?
Oh, I think you come in men enough for all of us.
I think you better come in my... You better come up...
I think you better come say that to his face, you fucking hicks.
Nice execution.
You're doing terrific.
Hey, I heard about your breakup, buddy.
She's a sweetie for, what, 5 years, right?
Oh, you're a high school sweetie, right?
What's it to you?
Chris cheated on you, buddy.
That's a real kick in the knackers, bro.
Just a real ouchie, bro.
It's too bad she taught you not to fight anymore, buddy.
Because that's a fight on sight for you and her new guy, buddy.
Worth life for life, bro.
Maybe if you'd ever been in a real fight, you might not be so keen for another.
What'd you say?
That's a true statement.
You heard me.
Almost better. Types off, boys. You looking for a Tilly, buddy? Let's have a Donnybrook.
Pump the brakes. You take your shirt off and leave your sunglasses on.
What sort of backwards fucking pageantry is that?
You fight with those shades or play PokerStars.com.
Oh, my bitter. Oh, I like bitter. I like the legal.
TikTok.
Did he say TikTok?
Yeah, TikTok.
Go time!
Go time! Look at that fucking treasure trail.
What's up with your fucking body hair, big shoots? You look like a 12-year-old Dutch girl. Your esthetician coiffed that for you?
You can kiss my esthetician. You guys do CrossFit?
You can cross fuck off.
Cross fart. How many times you pulled your horn today, bud?
What?
Oh, she's bashful.
Well, come on, kitten. I won't tell anyone. Ballpark 6-8. You're a fucking animal.
Play a little 5-on-1.
Hit the kitchen. Mix a batch.
Feed the ducks.
Distribute some free literature.
Go time!
Fucking shut him!
Riley, Jonesy, put your fucking shirts on and get out of here.
This isn't over!
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. I'll never buy you a Coke.
They got a nice Jeep.
It's a hard life picking stones and pulling teats, but sure as God's got sandals, it beats fighting dudes with treasure trails.
Oh, that's good.
And there you go, fellas and ladies.
Who said that?
I think I brought up Letterkenny.
That's good.
Between that and Trailer Park Boys.
You know how
well, Luke, you fuck up the sayings all the time, but kill two birds with one stone. He says get two birds stoned at one time. Or what?
What the fuck did you just say? I killed fucking two birds with one stone? Or I wish I could kill anything.
Rakens. He's talking about raccoons.
A couple hockey players came up the produce Kahiki stand pants. The other day.
Kahiki pants.
Look at these guys.
We were watching Letterkenny.
That shit is great.
Yeah, that is the best. All right, hold on. Let me put this up before I fall down. Oh, Lord.
Hey, here's the thing, boys and girls. Hey, for the record, we're being responsible. We're not going nowhere.
Amy's driving me home.
I'm definitely not going nowhere. Aaron's definitely, he can hike his ass way home if he wants to.
I'll walk home if I need to. I already walked it once today. fuck, man, I put 64 pounds in that thing. And I had Amy drop me off at the well, not all the way to the highway, but close. Sweet Jesus Christ on a cracker. That was a rough one. Holy shit. Because you know how much altitude you gain on the way to my house?
Yeah, dude. You know what I said when he asked me if I want to do that?
Bye, Felicia.
I didn't want nothing to do with that.
Bye, Felicia.
So, anyways, man, I had a great time with you on my first podcast. I look forward to many more.
Yes, tell me, definitely.
Let's take three more questions.
Three more questions, people. Good questions. No dumb shit.
Yeah, no tactical shit. Just be. Let's have some fun.
All right, fire away, everybody. Ask some questions while we're inebriated or drunk.
All right, I'm not drunk. I feel great. I could run fucking NASCAR.
Okay, that doesn't qualify about shooting the hog because I've shot lots of hogs. Next question. Sorry, Dylan. I think I should have hit it better because that motherfucker ran forever.
Although hogs are tough. If you were running a compound bow, you probably would have smoked that.
Ferguson versus Khabib. Who has the worst tattoo? Whew. Let's see. Hold on. Wow. Are they closing Colorado? I have no idea. Let's see. Like you heard the up on ostrich, right? All right, hold on.
Hey, while we're figuring out questions right now, I want to give a big shout out to my boys at Taito Knives. Luke, you the man. I want to give us a Taito Knives, ultra light.
Hold on, let me see that thing.
Ultra light, ultra sharp.
Taito Knives, ultra light, ultra sharp.
That's my dog. Love them. They're my shit. I didn't know anything about Taito Knives until I knew this guy right here.
Okay, so, hold on. Here's a good one. An unexplained or crazy shit that you have experienced in the backcountry. The craziest shit I have ever seen.
You see some people fucking?
No. There was a U.S. Forest Service agent jerking off. And Hold on.
All right. He was jerking off. He wasn't. Okay.
Well, he flung the door open.
In the door? Was it hot?
Inside the truck. And
he didn't have AC?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. It was so awkward. He flung the door open and blew his wad. I didn't even know what to say.
Wait, you saw his loaded jack light?
Oh, yeah. It was awkward as shit. So that would be number one.
Oh, hell. You saw his load blow out?
Oh, it was awkward.
Was it a big load?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm pushing too many buttons. Any experience?
Holy shit, dude. That's nuts.
FMJ's 340s with 100 up front or lighter. Lighter arrow with more weight up front, but that doesn't count as a question. Head shot or body shot? I don't know. Let's see. CO Governor just said you must finish that Breckenridge bottle. Let's see. What trad bow is Luke shooting? Luke has a Hoyt Satori with the carbon Velos limbs.
Wait, no. It's over here.
Where is it?
It's right here. Hold on.
Oh, shit. He's reaching.
Give me a second, peeps.
There it is.
What's it say?
Bye Felicia.
This is a bomb.
Oh, let's see here. Hunting turkeys in the I'm hunting turkeys.
Hang on. Talk about my setup real quick.
All right,
I'm shooting Aaron's fucking arrows. Because I hope I kill something with them.
Black Eagle Vintage.
In fact, they're Black Eagle Vintage, but some of these motherfuckers have blood on the arrows. I don't care.
Let's see here. Any girl ever pays special attention to you? No.
Shit. Holler at me.
You butt. What the? Maybe I'm too drunk to understand. What the fuck is he saying? All right, next question. Let's see.
Come on, dude. Give us a good question. Right, I want to hear a good question.
Oh, whether lose a testicle or wear Kuyu, I'll lose a fucking testicle.
Oh, hell yeah. You know what? I don't know anything about Kuyu. I can't say anything bad about him. But guess what? If my man doesn't say Kuyu is not good... That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, shit. Compound shooting 80 pounds, 550 grain arrow, good broadhead for turkey.
No, this is technical.
No technical.
No technical.
Let's see. Oh, he said that's a good scene. Unmute.
Hey, I love this shit. Hey, guess what?
I'm drinking Vat Tire and he's drinking whiskey. What's up, Dale? Cope Lung cut you, pussy. That's actually, I said that. He said Wimpy.
Hey, guess what? I'm a bitch. Let me catch you outside. How about that?
How about that?
Oh. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, I got to do more cardio because if I'm going to drink on these podcasts, I'm going to do a lot more cardio.
Let's see. What are your thoughts on the Bastille's Botec lawsuit? We are fucked up, so
what?
We can't
wait, what's that going on?
Oh, Matthews won a lawsuit against the CAM system from Botec.
Cool. I'm a Matthews guy. I like Matthews.
Okay, this will open the doors to more drinking podcasts. Yes, it probably will.
I don't know if it will, but guess what? Hey, here's the thing. I don't care about open podcasts about drinking. I don't care. I don't care about smoking weed. I don't care about motorboating, but this is what I care about. Being real. We're America. Let's be real. This is, America. I'm not trying to pretend to be something I'm not. This is who I am. You like me or you don't. And guess what? This is who I am.
That's it. Let's see. You ever get a physical fight in the backcountry? Yes, I have.
Have you really?
We will not elaborate on that.
No?
No.
No, you got fucked up. You got beat up. It's okay. It's okay.
What do we get for $10?
You try to ask that. You were like, hey, can I give you $10?
Nah, no shit. Let's see. Highest elevation we've ever hunted at. Right at 14,000.
That's snow. Why? Why?
Luke just said, oh, shit, I got to get closer. Sorry, Thomas Cooper. Let's see. Yeah, Luke just said tentacle instead of testicle. That's all right.
Hey, that's a Lukeism. And guess what?
Bye, Felicia.
No shooting and drinking unless we video it.
No. We're responsible.
Let's see here. You hunting antelope with a stick bow this year? I am hunting antelope
you
with a cray, stick
cray.
Bow this year.
You crazy.
New Mexico and Colorado.
What you been smoking?
With my man Alex, the big ginger nester. Sorry, just jumped on. How about since when the fuck did Aaron start drinking? Well, that would be today.
Hey,
Mac.
That's because he's with me, Big Ginger.
I know, and I will say I'm on my fourth beer and I am relatively.
Hey, Big Ginger, guess what? You're going to be on this podcast, too, but I got to buy way more whiskey.
So, Jay Metz,
you come on this bitch.
4506, your favorite cheat food? Cookies.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Cookies is, I don't even consider it my cheat food. It's like a fucking, if I have oatmeal cookies, it's like breakfast.
We didn't hoard any toilet paper.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. We're stocked. We're good. We don't even fuck around.
Here we go. What's the craziest thing Luke has seen when a fighter is getting himself psyched up for a fight?
Oh, dude, I've seen guys hit them fucking hand on the fist against a concrete wall and break their hand just to get out of the fight. It's nuts, dude. Before the fight even happens, like behind the scenes is way worse than a fucking fight ever happened. I've seen guys fucking kick poles to break their shin. They can't fight. They get scared. It's nuts, man. I've seen opponents fucking crumble. Not my guys. My guys are ready to die in that motherfucker.
Exactly. Are you a Mexican or a Mexicant?
I'm a Mexican because, I mean, hey, Aaron, you've seen my studio before. I've done this.
Chocolate chip.
I mean, the cuts ain't great, but guess what? I got it done. And this studio is, goddamn, I'm going to give myself a pat on the back.
Hold on, let me show everybody the studio while I can still do it.
We got a full table, craps table back there. We got liquor. We got a lot of fridges back there.
What are the three main parts of a wood stove? The lifter, leg, and poker.
Period. And darts.
We got darts.
And I got a shuffleboard coming. Dude, this place is going to be where you want to be quarantined to. I mean, if the shit's going to hit the fan, I got ARs. I got fucking big guns. Motherfuckers come to my house. But guess what? If you're sick, don't come.
All right. When are we going to see Luke versus Aaron? Gotta imagine it would be better than when Luke spanked Frank's ass.
Oh, yeah. I like spanking Frank's ass. It's nice and shaved and everything.
Okay, favorite South Park episode. Drew's got a point. Imagination Land is a good one. The steroid one is a good one. I'm trying to think. Oh, Lord of the Rings, when they get the porn mixed up with Lord of the
Absolutely.
Rings.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely one
that's
of the better
ones. That's
a good
ones. One. Check that one out.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to Imagination Land. A couple more beers and I'll be there. What whiskey is going down, Luke?
Right now I got Breckenridge. Damn, I just bought this shit. Bourbon whiskey. Hey, here's the deal. I'm a whiskey drinker.
Oh, let me get my beer out of the way.
I like it a lot. And here's the thing. If you ain't American and supporting America small businesses, is this. Hey, well then fuck you.
Yeah, if you don't like Fig Newtons, then fuck you.
If you don't like Fig Newtons, then fuck. Hey, this is my shit. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Colton Storm said, "What's up, pussies?" Who's Colton Storm?
What up, pussy? I don't know.
I got a knock knock joke. You start it.
Knock knock. Guess who's there?
Who?
A boogie.
Oh shit! What's this say? You got Twinkies? We don't have any Twinkies here. I'm gonna have to do something to suck up this fucking alcohol, though.
I don't know, but I got Red Man.
He's got. Let me get some of that.
I got Red Man right now. I gotta do some of this too right now because I've been drinking way too much.
I got a question, and no hate. No, try not to hate on Trad too much. What would people like to see different on KafaroCast right now?
Ooh,
Redemption whiskey and Plantains.
That's a good shit right there.
Favorite Talladega Night. Well, come on now. If you're not first, you're last. That's the best Talladega Night quote.
I don't know anything about last. You know what I think about that shit?
Hey, while we're waiting on, okay, we've got more Trad. Where's Mr. CrossFit? I don't know where Colton's at. Hey, why don't you, Luke has a plethora of different sound options. Let's hear them.
Oh, dude, I got shit on the DL. You want to hear some of these stats? All right, can you hear this?
Oh, who is that pineapple? You are going to get fucked up like a football bat.
I promise.
Bye, Felicia.
How about this one?
What do we get for $10?
Anything you want.
Everything you want.
I don't think they can hear
everything,
this shit.
Everything.
Your Instagram followers can't follow this. You got to hear it. Watch it.
Hold
Here
on.
Here we go.
Oh, shit.
What do we get for $10? Everything you want. Everything. Everything.
Keep rubbing some funk on it. Show them what else you got.
Oh, I got all kinds of shit, boys, girls. I'll try to share it with you.
You're killing me, Smalls. Here's a bit of a rattlesnake.
Here's a bit of a rattlesnake.
You don't want to miss my podcast. I promise you.
Let's see.
You don't want to miss it. Join in, subscribe. Nothing's been on Podbean yet. Okay, nothing. I will do it. This is just first time trying to work out everything. Running out of whiskey. You know, running out of fight tire. Got to do what I got
to
do.
I know. Guys are asking us to film more hunts. Okay. We don't need to get off. While I'm a bit inebriated, I'm going to go pee again. Jerry, don't be making fun of me.
No, here's the thing about filming hunts. Because go pee right now, Aaron. And we'll come back to this question. Filming hunts, right? So filming hunts is a lot different than anybody. And I give credit to all the people that are doing it right now. It's bullshit. Because y'all do recreates and this and that. I don't do recreates. Here's the thing. When shit happens, cameramen fuck up, or I don't even call them cameramen. I call them my hunting partner, because they got to know when people want to get hired on with my shit, they got to know how to hunt. And I will give a lot of credit to Grady Rawls, the guy that I started with. The motherfucker knows how to hunt. He tries to be quiet. He tries to capture the shit because he wants the magic, you know? So I will give credit to Grady Rawls, the guy that I hired on. He knows when shit is about to happen. He tries to be quiet. And he tries to do his job and film it. So I hats off to him. Paper Street Entertainment. I give it to them. You know, I've hired other companies, and they just don't get it, you know. They're great companies, but here's the thing. If you're not a hunter, you don't understand what it takes to film a hunt. And I give credit to Rock House Promotion. Dude, I watch their shit. Dude, they're G's. Awesome. Love it. I love watching their shit. Love it.
Aaron Hitchens. You are the man. Let's see here.
Was that to you or me?
I was said telling Aaron Hitchens he's a man. I've got quite a bit of Red Man in my mouth right now.
Thank you, Fist to me.
Whitetail Hunters would be good. All right, we can do, let's see Aaron do some whiskey shots. Fuck, no, I am drunker than I can't say right now. Let's see. Dude, I haven't shot a 3D down in Colorado Springs in a long time. Yep, Luke, I'm sure at some point we'll have call-in guests. I did just go pick
no, that I'm, outside. No, wait, for the record, I'm going to have, especially when all this shit's going down the lockdown, I know my boy's clean. He's good. I would never endanger my family if they're going to get the coronavirus. Here's the deal. He's 10 minutes from me. I'm going to have my guest, and I'm lucky to have him live next to me. This close. Here's the thing. I would never endanger my family. But I'm going to have tons of call-in, especially now after this launch.
All right. To Aaron, are you going to any traditional archery shoots in Wisconsin? I am not. Sorry.
Hold on.
All right. What's the name of your podcast?
It's GU_unfiltered_. The name of the podcast is GU_unfiltered_.
How long have we been on?
We've been on for an hour and 32 minutes.
All right, I got a little bit of beer left. All right, fire off with any technical questions just for 2 minutes while I finish my beer.
Yeah, let's finish this beer and we'll call cool.
You guys shooting the Colorado High Country shoot this year? I am probably not going to make that. Yes, Black Gladiators podcast is going to be get badass. I am not going to C-Tast, drunk cast, that would be a name for it. Yeah, I've done many public land whitetail hunts. Of course I would. My first whitetail was in Wisconsin on public land.
Actually, they got great white.
The Striker RK1 is a badass bow. Hey, I'm not giving you any GPS locations.
Here's the deal. It's turkey season.
Lens for wildlife photography for Sony A6. Man, there's a bunch of different ones. I think there's one that's a something to 300 millimeter, but I'm too drunk to remember. I don't know if Obsession Bose is going to be in business too much longer. True Ball, Goat. Man, probably the Stan Perfex is the best. Are we hunting together at all this year? I'm sure we'll squeeze one in.
No, we got to squeeze a couple in because guess what? Confaro can pay for it.
Yeah, no shit. Let's see. Why shooting hunt different poundage from hunting to target bow? In my case, because I just don't want to draw back that much poundage. So
Hang on. What was the question?
Why do you shoot different poundage from hunting to a target bow?
What is it?
I shoot 50 on a target bow and 60 on a hunting bow on my.
You shoot 60 on your hunting bow?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, what am I pulling right now?
Probably 54, 55.
No, that shit's way hard, dude. It's way hard.
But to be more accurate.
Yeah, shit's fucking retarded.
If you got a turkey hunt this year, I would have to say my best advice would be hunt a good area with lots of turkeys.
Nebraska.
I've drank in way too much turkey. I'm fucked up. Way too much fat tire. Did Dudley take over PSE? Those dickheads sold their building, including indoor and outdoor range. Man, I don't know.
Either way, whatever Dudley does is probably icing on the cake. So,
are you going to come out with a dictionary with all the special words you have?
It's called Lucasism. And guess what?
Lucasisms.
Guess what, people? Relate to me.
What's up, Anders? I am fucked up, man, so I'm probably going to be hungover in the morning.
Nah, we're going fucking fire road in the morning.
You're so full of shit. You've never done fire road with me. Anders is the man. Yeah, I will see you at work tomorrow. I'm not sure at what time. Anders is the head of customer service.
Love Anders. Dude, that dude is a G.
Let's see here. Would killing turkey with an expandable and a...
Dude, that guy just gives you happy face when you see him in Cabarro.
Oh, yeah. Anders is the man.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, shit. I'm bucked up. What's that say? Would you ever elk hunt the wilderness areas in the Cascades? You know the area I'm talking about. I would, man. Call me. I'll give you some info. That's where I used to hunt as a kid. Oh, man. I keep hitting the button too hard. What is the furthest you've gotten an iron will? Why to shoot accurately out of a stick bow 50 yards out of a compound 60?
Iron will is probably the top leading broadhead.
I'm chasing the birds in Nebraska in the woods. Donating any products to the CTAS? Yeah, man, I'll donate some products to that. Okay, no arrow. I can't handle any more arrow questions.
Hey, peeps, this is it.
Are we
ready? No more technical questions.
All right, we're ready to get off this thing. I'm done with my beer.
Yeah, we got to get off. Hey, I'm telling you, thank you. The first one, my IT gone. We're going to have a full podcast for you guys up and coming. But I'm going to tell you right now, we just wanted to get it going, entertain you guys. Have fun. Be safe. Don't get sick. What else?
Well, you're going to have MMA, hunting.
Oh, yeah. Fitness. Got all the goodies.
Yeah, I was going to say probably a little bit of, I would think you're going to have some preventative maintenance on the body.
Yes.
How to not get injured, diet, nutrition, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Be smart out there. Don't be a dumb redneck. Be smart. Have fun. And guess what?
Here's a bit of a rattlesnake.
Have fun. Thank you. Once again, thank you for everybody that's helped support the company. Cafaro, thank you. Thank you, Leopold. Thank you, Tidal Knives. Thank you for all this great liquor, Breckenridge. And just thank you for everybody that's been there from day one. And we are signing out for our first podcast.
Thanks, everyone.
Hey.
Take it easy.
I'm willing to take a little coronavirus right now from you.
Later, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.